90.7 WFUV, taking care of some loose ends. Remember our Rivers show back in May? Can't tell you how many people, after the fact, requested that one, and it certainly belonged. That is Henry Mancini and the theme Moon River, which was the theme from Breakfast at Tiffany's, which happened to have run on cable somewhere between our Rivers show and today. And I probably haven't seen it since it was in the theaters. And it's such a terrific film. Audrey Hepburn being one of our great, great actresses. There was a stamp issued, by the way, last month in her honor. And it's a beauty and belongs in your collection. There's also a Cary Grant stamp, you see. So if you want to have the whole cast of Charade, you can do that as well. But in any event, Moon River certainly belonged in that program, and I hope that makes up for it today for those of you who missed it. And before that, what do you know? It didn't skip. Merry-Go-Round, written by Richie Furay, performed by the Buffalo Springfield, actually just Richie and Stephen Stills, on the album The Last Time Around. More unfinished business and loose ends after these words.
Hey, this is Vince Gelsa. I can't talk for very long, but I'm still away on this top-secret mission. The government has called me off to do something that only I can do. So this Saturday night, my radio sister, Rita Houston, host of Whole Wide World, will be sitting in for me, hosting Idiot's Delight, Saturday night, 8 to midnight, right here on WFUV New York. I gotta go.
Hey, this is Darren DeVivo, and Monday night at 8 o'clock on Words and Music from Studio A, you can listen in to my conversation with Gemma Hayes. Gemma Hayes is a new artist from Ireland. We talk about her music, and she performs live with her band. Listen in, Gemma Hayes, Monday night at 8 on Words and Music from Studio A here on WFUV in New York.
Tower Records joins you in supporting WFUV. Tower is celebrating 20 years in the Village all this month. Highlights include live in-store appearances with Jane's Addiction on Tuesday, July 22nd, and with Dave Gahan on Thursday, July 24th at Tower, 4th and Broadway in the Village. More information at 212-505-1500.
Pete Fornatale back with you on Mixed Bag. We'll be celebrating three generations of Guthries between 7 and 8 this evening. It was Arlo's birthday on the 10th. He was born July 10th, 1947 in Coney Island. And it will be Woody's 91st birthday on the 14th. He was born July 14th, 1912 in Okemah, Oklahoma. Someone will correct me on that, and I'll be glad that they did. In any event, that's from 7 to 8 this evening. And until then, some loose ends, one of which is when you work, as we have these last few months, with themes, very often it doesn't allow for the use of some new albums or new artists that have impressed you. And that's been the case. You know, I'm listening to things all the time and looking for ways and means to use them. And, of course, most of them I hear right here on the station at 90.7, and others because of the Mixed Bag radio universe. But I want to play a couple of those for you right now. These are just things that, for one reason or another, touched me or got my attention or... You know, whenever I'm working at my desk and there's something in the CD player and I stop and put the pen down and just put my head up and listen for a while, enthralled, I know it's a winner. And that's certainly the case, in my opinion, of this new album by a group that calls themselves The Thorns, but you know each of the three members individually, Sean Mullins, Matthew Sweet, and Pete Droege. Each of them alone has a harder edge, but somehow when they blend their voices together, the Eric is not a fan, but that's what makes a horse race, you know? When they blend their voices together, I don't want to be too hyperbolic here, but when I heard this, I got some of the same feelings that I got the first time I heard the first album by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. See if you agree or disagree. The Thorns at 90.7 WFUV.
Is a runaway feeling about as big as the sky? You know the rock and roll feeling really make you feel high.
Beneath an orange sky, yes, I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. With my brother standing by. With my brother standing by. I said, brother, you know, it's a long road we've been walking on. Brother, you know it is, you know it is. Such a long road we've been walking on. Well, I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. Yes, I had a dream. I stood beneath an orange sky. With my brother and my sister standing by. With my brother and my sister standing by. With my brother and my sister standing by.
90.7 WFUV, member supported. Public Radio from Fordham University. Your Love Is My Salvation. The song is called Orange Sky. It's by Alexi Murdoch from his recent four songs. That's what it is, a four-song CD, and that's one of them. Most incredible, Orange Sky. I've got my new music spies everywhere. Alexi Murdoch. Before that, we heard The Thorns from their debut album as a trio. But as I mentioned earlier, you know all three from their solo lives, Sean Mullins, Matthew Sweet, and Pete Droege. We heard the lead track from their debut, Runaway Feeling. Gee, I wish we had time for more. I had the John Eddy album out here, which I like a lot, but once again, we're racing against the clock. I guess we'll have to do these unfinished business odds and ends shows a bit more often. One more before the Guthrie tribute, coming up after these words.
This is Suzanne Vega on the last edition of American Mavericks. Frank Zappa, The Velvet Underground, Laurie Anderson, and others explore the ground between pop and serious music. American Mavericks, this Wednesday night at 9 on 90.7 FM and WFUV.org.
Radio City Entertainment and Clear Channel Entertainment join you in supporting WFUV. Roxy Music with Brian Ferry, Phil Manzanera, and Andy McKay returns to the stage Friday, July 25th at Jones Beach and Saturday, July 26th at Radio City Music Hall. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster locations, including online and charge by phone.
Pete Fornital back with you on Mixed Bag. Our tribute to three generations of Guthries begins at 7 o'clock tonight. But one more loose end. You remember back in March when we celebrated the 35th anniversary of the opening of the Fillmore East? I noticed that night that one of my favorite shows from the Fillmore that also was recorded and has become a valuable document of its time, I noticed that the date that it occurred was July 12th, 1969. And looking ahead on the calendar, I saw that this year, July 12th, was going to be on a Saturday. So I made one of those mental notes to go back to this recording and play for you on the anniversary of the actual performance some music by John Mayall from his album The Turning Point, recorded at New York's Fillmore East on July 12th, 1969. The band included Steve Thompson, John Mark, and Johnny Allman, those last two whom you know, from the Mark Allman Band. This is what it used to be like to spend a relaxing evening at the Fillmore. Let's recreate it here at 90.7 WFUV.
You.
This is 90.7 FM and WFUV.org, member-supported WFUV New York, public radio from Fordham University. Come on, children, come on.
these days will all be there. Come on, children, come on. Seeing those wheels way up in the air. Come on, children, come on. Come on, everybody, what's it worth? Come on, children, come on. To make a heaven out of this earth. Come on, children, come on. Come on, children, all come home. Jesus gone to make you well. Come on, people, now it's time to go. Go to where a man can dwell. Moses don't make you well. Daniel gone to make you well. Noah gone to make you well. Jesus gone to make you well. Gonna make you well.
.7 WFUV, taking care of some loose ends. Remember our Rivers show back in May? Can't tell you how many people, after the fact, requested that one. And it certainly belonged. That is Henry Mancini and the theme Moon River, which was the theme from Breakfast at Tiffany's, which happened to have run on cable somewhere between our Rivers show and today. And I probably haven't seen it since it was in the theaters. And it's such a terrific film. Audrey Hepburn being one of our great, great actresses. There was a stamp issued, by the way, last month in her honor. And it's a beauty and belongs in your collection. There's also a Cary Grant stamp, you see. So if you want to have the whole cast of Charade, you can do that as well. But in any event, Moon River certainly belonged in that program, and I hope that makes up for it today for those of you who missed it. And before that, what do you know? It didn't skip. Merry-Go-Round, written by Richie Furay, performed by the Buffalo Springfield. Actually, just Richie and Stephen Stills.